This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation. Good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon, and we're honored to be here with you as we are every week on this radio program. And so hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. We've been on here, it's hard to believe, Pastor Donna, 19 plus years we've been on the radio. So we're so honored to be here with you every Saturday from 12 noon until 1. Donna and I co-pastor a church here in Stuart, Florida. We have now for 24 years. And God gave us the name a long time ago out of Revelation 19:10. Hallelujah. Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. So we're honored to be here with you today. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. What a blessed day. What a blessed people we are.
That's right.
What a blessed nation we are becoming.
That's right.
Praise God. And turning back, returning, resetting.
That's right. We reset this year, don't
we? Returning back to God. Amen.
That's right. 5777.
That's right. Taking it back to, when things were better.
Better.
Well, much better.
We hope things are going to get better now. We got a new president in office and all, so we pray that things will get better as we go along.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you for that. So Donna's got a couple of announcements she wants to make here. We're going to share some things with you out of Jeremiah chapter 1, maybe part of 2 here today. It really relates, you know, it happened hundreds of years ago, but it relates with a lot of things that's going on today as well. And so we hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. As we mention every week, if you can't, we do offer CDs or tapes, whatever you would want, of our program. And all we ask for is a love offering. And you can make out a check to the ministry name, Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, and mail it to Post Office Box 413. That's in Stuart, Florida.
Amen.
And the zip is 34995. We'll be glad to get it out to you. So we're honored to be here with you. So Pastor Dye, you have some things
The Bible talks about returning to the ancient past.
That's right.
Well, when were the ancient past of America? When it began.
That's when it
right?
began.
When it began. And it was set up on what? The Constitution.
That's
amen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, before we start, amen, sharing the gospel and the word of God, I just want to mention that we have services here in Stuart, Florida. We want to say hello to all of you, and we want to say hello to Roscoe and Audrey on Andros Island, building
yes.
the Temple of God. We thank the Lord for that church building going up.
Hallelujah.
And every week it's got a little bit more progress every week. Amen.
That's right.
So we want to let you know that we have services here in Stuart, Florida every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And this coming week, not this weekend, but the following weekend, we're going to have a guest speaker minister. And she has ministered many places overseas. So many places I couldn't even begin to mention. She's a prophetic minister, and you can actually look her up on the internet. Her name is Dr. Bree Keaton. She has a website, and you can see all the many things that she has done. And she's an awesome minister, and she's written books, and she's a psalmist. We're just really blessed to have her come here to Stuart, Florida. I mean, she's a prayer warrior.
Amen.
She'll teach you prayer, and she'll teach deliverance, and she's just she moves by the things of the Holy Ghost. But she'll be with us next Friday, which is the 10th at 7 o'clock, and also on Saturday. and at 3 o'clock, and then also on Sunday at 10 o'clock. So if you'd like to come, we'd love to have you come, and that's at Spirit of Prophecy Ministries here in Stuart, Florida. We're right on the corner of Canner Highway and Monterey in the Monterey Plaza. Amen. It's 43 Southwest Monterey, right next to Save-A-Lot Food Store. Mm-hmm. So we want to thank you for you just bless us, and we thank you for the phone calls that we get from the radio program, Raising the Standard.
Thank you, Lord,
and,
yes.
And this radio broadcast also is, if you happen to be driving down the highway and you want to listen to more, or you want to listen to us again, you can always go to WCNO.com and go there, and you can listen to us again. Just go to Saturday, go to the podcast and listen to Saturday at 12 noon with Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton. And the radio broadcast is called Raising the Standard. And that's what God has called us to do, is to raise the standard.
Hallelujah.
So we do have services today. We're showing another video this afternoon about entering the courts of heaven.
By
getting
Robert,
our prayers
Robert
answered.
Henderson.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And then we will have services tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. So our phone number here is area code 772-285-7007. I'll repeat that. Area code 772-285-7007. Amen.
Amen.
We're blessed to be alive today because we're seeing things happen. And
right
we
left.
Can rejoice.
That's right.
We should rejoice, and we need to pray for our president all the time.
Amen.
Whenever the Holy Spirit lays him on your heart, pray.
Pray.
And
for
I
him.
Say pray in the Spirit. Pray for the things that, you know, God is having him to do, the wisdom, that God will give him the wisdom and the knowledge. And we just thank the Lord. Pray for him, for his family, for his safety. Amen. That's the first thing we're called to do, right?
That's right.
Is to pray for those in leadership, for presidents in leadership over us. There's all kinds of prayers that we pray, but we're told to pray for those that have authority. Amen?
That's right. So we lift up our president. Amen?
Amen.
So the Lord, while I was in bed last night, I woke up about, I don't know, 4 o'clock and started thinking about some things about President Trump. And the Lord took me in my heart as I thought about it, to Jeremiah chapter 1. We have some really interesting parallels over here, seeing what happened with Jeremiah. So we're going to go over there and share some things with you. And so we got to keep some interesting things in mind as we do all this, that, you know, history repeats itself. And it's maybe not the same situation, but the spirit behind it is the same. And so that's what we want to keep in mind here with all this. And so I think about this.
There's still a spirit of rebellion rising
right.
up in our land.
That's right.
And we need to pray.
That's right. President Trump's been in office now, for 2 weeks. And he's done more in 2 weeks than the previous administration did in the whole 8 years they were in there. And it's amazing how fast he's moving along. We'll see some examples here. What God gave and showed Jeremiah what he was going to do. And remember, Jeremiah prophesied in Israel for almost 30 years. And, you know, he was made fun of. He was mocked. He was put in a dungeon. All things that happened to him. And look what's going on with Trump now. President Trump, he just let it, like he's letting it roll off his back like water off a duck's back, and so he's not being concerned over that. And the news media's against him. Everybody's against him. Just like in Jeremiah's day, everybody was against.
Not everybody, him. But yeah, we're not.
We're not. But in Jeremiah's day, the majority of Israel was against him. All the mm-hmm. leadership, the priesthood, and all that, they were all against Jeremiah. They thought he was declaring lies and all that. Well, they found out later on. That what he told them was the truth and not a lie, and they had great judgment come, and they wound up getting in captivity and all that, because he continued to tell them what God was going to do if they didn't change their thoughts and what they were involved with. And they had a lot of corruption in that day with they were in paganism. They were passing their children through the fire, you know, to the god Molech and all that. And Jeremiah was condemning all that, and he was telling them to turn around and come back to God. Well, they didn't listen. Well, think about our country today. You know, for the most part, we have a small group, we know, that are really serving God, but for the most part, they don't want God in anything. They want God out of our every kind of a environment that we might have in this country that God would like to be in the middle of. They don't want God involved at all in the schools and the political arena we're going to talk a little bit about here today, and all the things that they're anti-God, you know. But we're seeing some things. We've heard God and Jesus' name mentioned more in this inauguration in these last 2 weeks than we've ever heard in the White House and in the political arena for a long time. And so I think about, you know, when they're trying to confirm all these people that, that President Trump has picked for offices, and, you know, the beauty of all this is the majority of them have never been in politics. You know, they're business people and all that. And so he's got a heart to bring the people in that's going to make a change. And so in these confirmation hearings, you come in, and all the chairs with the Democrats are all empty. Nobody wants to come in here. So our country is still divided. But I believe that President Trump is going to bring it together. And as time goes by, people are going to realize that what he's doing is the right thing. And he's done so much already. And so I was reading a little while ago, and I thought about this morning, real early in the morning. And so I got up, and I started looking about Jeremiah chapter 1. So if you want to go over there with me, let's share a little few things about this, and we can relate this with our country right now. And so Pastor Don will have something to share as well. The interesting thing is what Jeremiah's name really means in the Hebrew. It means glory, glory, hallelujah, created of God. And it also means Yahweh, or Yahweh has appointed. He was appointed by God to do the work that he did in his day. I'll tell you, I believe President Trump was appointed by God to do what he's doing right now. It's a miracle. No one thought he was going to win, but he won, and he won with huge numbers in Electoral College and all that. And so he's God's man on the point right
on
now.
On the scene. And he seems to be doing it with ease.
That's right. He's not worrying about anything.
When you see him, it seems to be, doesn't seem stressful. It seems like he's doing it with ease, and he's doing it in order, in
That's
orderly
right.
fashion.
That's right.
And he's getting the right people in place.
Picking good people. I'm going to start in the very first verse of Jeremiah. We're going to read a little bit here. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month. Well, the 5th month, remember, on the Jewish calendar is the month of Av. So see, Jeremiah, he continued to preach and tell the people what was going to happen, but they didn't listen. And right at the beginning of the book, God tells you what happened with all of it. They wound up getting carried away into captivity. Now, verse 4 says, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee.
You know, this is for everyone.
That's for everybody. God knew all of us before we formed
each and every one of us.
That's
he
right.
knew us before.
That's right.
He formed us in the belly. Mm-hmm. He says, I knew thee.
And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. It means he set us apart.
Yes.
And ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. He's talking about Jeremiah. But I believe that Trump was also, God knew him before he was formed in the belly as well. And there was words spoken about him back in 2009 and 11. And that he was going to be president.
He's called him. He's
anointed him.
He's prepared him to be the president of the United States of America.
I think about poor Jeremiah here. He didn't have a good group of people around him to advise him or anything. He just gave him the word of the Lord. A lot of people didn't accept it. But think about Trump, President. I got to quit calling him Trump. He's President Trump. But anyway, he's got a group of people around him. There's Christians, strong Christians, that he's looking for advice from. And so I'd say he's got some good counsel around him. So I really believe he's going to do the right thing in every arena. And it doesn't matter what the Democrats have to say. It's, you know, we're divided, and they're going to keep it the way. But I believe that President Trump, over the years, will begin to pull that together, and they're going to realize that God picked the right man, and he's helping this country. He's not going to be a detriment. He's going to be a blessing to the country. Amen? Now, verse 6, then said I, this is Jeremiah, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, he says, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not that I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak.
Amen.
So we're going to believe that President Trump's going to have the words of the Lord.
That's right.
Be not afraid of their faces, he says. You know, they're all against you, a lot of them in Washington. For I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, and to throw down, to build, and to plant. Now, I believe that President Trump was brought for this season for this reason. He's going to root out, or he's going to... He's He's going to root out.
He's going to root out.
That's
he's
right.
He's already doing
he's
that.
He's going to uproot, and he's going to pull down all the things that are wrong and wicked, and to destroy those things, and to throw down, or overthrow it means, to build, and he's going to plant something new. So he's tearing a lot of stuff down, and he's going to put new things in it, and it's going to change like never before.
That is a lot. That's a big...
Big undertaking.
Big undertaking.
Sure is.
But, you know, God knows the people. He knows the people he can put in place to
That's
do
right.
those type of things.
Absolutely.
And so God is using our president to do these things because our country needs to... Many things need to be rooted out. Many things need to be pulled down. Many things need to be destroyed.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
and then we need to build and we need to plant. What? The things that God would have us
He wants
build
planting. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Well, I think about all the things that happened during during the, you know, when America started. There was, what was there? The revolution.
Revolution.
And wars and on all these things that that happened before they came to July 8th or July 4th, actually, when they had the...
Signed the Declaration of
Independence, right? Mm-hmm. It became the United States Declaration of Independence. And then you know what happened on July 8th? July 8th, the Liberty Bell rang for the first time.
That's right.
And I thought, Hallelujah. That's interesting. That was the seventh month, the eighth day. The seventh month is you know, perfection, the eighth day, new beginnings. And it was, what, 1776?
Eight. Or six, yeah.
1776.
For the Declaration, yeah.
Right. And so all these things had to happen. But what happened before that? There was a lot of fighting and a lot of battles, you know? A lot of different things. A lot of confusion. A lot
sure.
of things that had to be changed and torn
right.
down. Well, here we are. We need to return to these ancient paths. And
That's
we
right.
need
sure
to go
do.
Back to that day when the Constitution was... The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution was important. You know,
that's right.
when people didn't, we need to go back to that.
That's right.
And that's what he's going to do then. And putting that Supreme Court judge in, you know, that's, it's everything is getting put back in the right place.
Amen. So we see what all the work
so we gotta
in Jeremiah
to pray,
did.
Though.
That's right. We got to continue to pray for
to
our
pray.
President. That's right. But you see what Jeremiah had to do. But I thought about President Trump, you know, even the this affordable healthcare program. Well, it's certainly not affordable, so that was a mistake, wasn't it? He's doing
mm-hmm.
something about that. And then when they passed this thing about same-sex marriage, and then they had the nerve to put the colors on the White House at night, bragging basically about what they just did. And what it was an abomination to God what they did. These are the
right.
things that are going on that President Trump's going to pull down now and change. And so Jeremiah had to do the same thing in his days because there was so much that was wrong. Now verse 11 says, Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? This is interesting what he's going to see. And I said, I see a root, a rod of an almond tree, or a branch. Then said the Lord unto me, Thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Now interesting, why it was an almond tree. An almond tree is the first, or the most important tree really, over in Israel at that particular time, it's probably still today, because it's the first one to bud. And it's come swiftly. So think about it. President Trump came into office. He's like this.
Budding.
And it's coming swiftly and fast. What he's getting. Look what he's done in 2 weeks.
Now, what? There was another rod at one time put by the ark. There were some leaders and put they all took their rod. You know, by Moses directed them.
Yeah.
And why did they do that? To see who was going to be in charge.
In charge. Right.
In charge. And what happened to that rod?
That's right.
Same thing.
That's right.
Not only did it budded. I mean, it was just
budded
a piece.
Right
just,
away.
It was just a piece of stick, right?
That's right.
Wood.
Mm-hmm.
It budded. It produced leaves and fruit.
And almonds.
So we have, and that's a picture. Same thing that's happened where he said he's speaking to him about this, and he said, "What do you see?" And you know, I got a word a few months ago about this year we would see, and seeds would be planted. Many things with a double E. See,
that's right.
Seed. You know, and we got to get rid of the weeds.
That's right.
He's getting rid of the weeds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so we need to see these things. So he said, what do you see? And he says, I see the rod of an almond tree.
And branch.
We can declare that as well.
That's
I
right.
see the same thing. We can say, I see the rod of an almond tree. And what does that represent? Represents authority.
That's right.
Someone being placed in authority who's going to bring forth what? Growth, new leaves, new branches, fruit, good
That's
fruit.
Right.
Good fruit, right? Good fruit. And that's the picture of the leader.
That's right.
Because he carries those things and he puts forth those things that brings forth that fruit. So but you can't have good fruit if you don't have a good branch.
That's right. So anyway, President Trump is right now, he's fulfilling everything that he declared to the American people during the election process. And you know, his was not a campaign, it was a movement. And he won more electoral votes than ever in the history of the country when he got put into office. And it was a miracle that he got put into office. But he was looking at the grassroots people in America that are always forgotten.
And the other thing the rod represents, not, you know, it's not what we call shepherd staff. No, shepherds, it's a rod of authority.
Right.
It's mm-hmm. a rod of authority. You know, Moses had authority, Aaron had authority, the different ones, Joshua had authority. So, and our president, Donald J. Trump, has authority. So it's a rod of authority. But
sure
we're
is.
Looking at what? A godly branch, a
That's
godly
it.
Rod of authority.
And he is.
To bring back the things that's in the Word. And, you know, there's many people, that godly people, that are speaking to him. And perhaps somebody has even given him this scripture that we're reading right now.
That's right.
And said, this word is to encourage you, President Trump.
That's right.
This is what's happening here in America.
You're to perform it. Yeah.
You're a picture of what God did through Jeremiah and also through other people that he gave of that rod of authority
That's right.
to, you know.
That's good, boy.
The enemy has a rod he'd like to destroy.
Mm-hmm.
But God has God's rod of authority is holy and righteous and does the right thing.
Well, I like about verse 12 at the end of it says, I will hasten.
Amen.
I will hasten my word to perform it.
It's going to happen quickly.
So what's President Trump's doing? It's going fast. These things are happening really quick. Every time you turn the TV on, there's something else he's putting in place, and he's tearing down the old. He's putting in something new. And this we've said along all this year since it started, back in September with Rosh Hashanah, that it's a year that God is doing what? He's turning the key. It's a resetting of everything, and so he's going to reset a lot of things that's in place that God never intended for it to be in place, and it's been there. And so the Democrats ought to be ashamed of themselves the way they're acting with all this. They should join in, unify with it, and realize that some changes need to be made. And so I thought about when they signed that, they call it Affordable Health Care Plan. You know, Nancy Pelosi said, well, let's sign it and then we'll read it later, over 1,000 pages. Well, that was a mistake, because it's not affordable now. And a lot of other things that's been done, that's been put in, but at night when we don't even know about it. And so, and then we think about in the worldly realm as well. Let's go on here. We might talk about that a moment. Verse 13 says, and the word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, what seest thou? And I said, I see a seething pot, means a boiling pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. Then the Lord said unto me, out of the north an evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north, saith the Lord, and they shall come, and they shall set every one his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem, and against the walls thereof round about, and against all the cities of Judah. So Jeremiah is warning them through God here that all these enemies are going to come. Well, look at all the enemies that President Trump's dealing with right now, not only in this country but out of the country. You know,
and it's talking about here also Jerusalem, and you know President Trump is going to be the strongest ally we've ever had. Israel's ever had.
That's right.
And his plans for are, you know, he loves Israel, and it's not just from the time he was elected. No, they're from times in the even before, you know, years
sure.
within years ago. Mm-hmm. So he has, God's going to use him and with favor, and it's going to be a stronger alliance.
Yep.
With the two, with
Hallelujah.
Israel and the United States, to come against this wickedness this pot of seething from that's coming from the north.
That's right.
It's coming with its wickedness that's coming to destroy, but he's going to be part of this. That's gonna. Well, I don't know. We'll wait. We'll have to wait and see what happens. But we know that he has a strong. He's a friendship. He's going to have a really strong friendship.
Even with all the other nations, he's trying to accomplish that as well. Yeah. So we think about all that was done with the Iranian thing, with the Syrian thing, pulling all of our troops, you know, out of Iraq, and then ISIS took over. And what's going on in Afghanistan, and all the men that were maimed and died over there, and we just basically turned it back over them. Well, Trump's trying to do something with all this, and he's going to accomplish it, I know, with the help of God, to make some changes.
I saw news just a couple of days ago, you know, they were having a prayer meeting. They were all standing there in the White House, you know, praying together. You know, right. So it's going to be a house. It needs to be a house of prayer. And I'm sure there's been a lot of cleansing of the White House. A house of prayer. So for the for us, for the United States of America, but for the nations, because he wants to do well. He has a heart to do what's right. He has a heart to follow after the Lord.
Like he was going to have a visit from this prime minister, I guess you'd call her, in England. Well, now she's canceled her time. The president of Mexico is having some things. But you watch, I'm prophetically speaking this. This is all going to get turned around. These people are going to be so glad that they know President Trump and the United States is moving into a new place with him. Look how we helped them, especially England, during World War II. I think about Winston Churchill. What an incredible man he was, you know. And so
he's not going to back off. No. It's just because somebody doesn't want to meet with him. You know, he says, fine, I'll just go on. It's like it says, you know, what did Jesus say? Dust off your feet and go on.
That's right.
Go on. You know, they're going to see that he's not going to be a puppet on a string that can be manipulated by different world governments.
That's right.
He's going to be led. And
by
that's
the
what
Spirit
we
of God,
pray,
yeah.
He's led by the Spirit of God. And he's led by God's word, and he does things that are correct and right.
We need
to continue to pray for him, his family, the cabinet, all these things.
Because the enemy
hates what's going on in America right now.
Yeah, you know
he
does.
The enemy hates it, and he wants to pull it down.
He hates unity.
And it's not just the devil. You know, it's all these other groups. I'm going to just call them groups. Because I can't say they're just Republicans or just Democrats, because they're not. They're groups of people that are coming against the Constitution and coming against what is right and what is holy. Because we're supposed to return to the ancient paths.
Yeah.
And well, you know, it doesn't mean you're going back and you're going to do things. You're going to go out and get a buggy and a horse and buggy, and, you know, to go to the store with. No, because this means to return to the right things, the right things to do, the right decisions
That's
to
right.
make.
Like these women protesting in the streets right now and all that. Well, their protest is for what? They call it women's rights, but what it really
actually
is...
Actually, for anything.
What it really is, it's a right to destroy a baby in the womb. That's what it's all about.
It's a spirit.
That's right.
It's not only that. It's many things. It's a spirit. Women ought to realize we have rights. I have all the rights. I have as many rights as anybody else.
God gave them to you. That's right.
That's right. And, you know, I don't have any of these problems. But what... It's the enemy that fires up these things in people
because these
people don't know the Lord.
If they
knew the Lord and they knew God's word, well, they might say they know the Lord, they might say they know Jesus, but they don't know God's
word. They don't know this Bible.
If they knew the word of God. See, if we don't know the word of God, then we're destroyed for a lack of knowing what God's word says.
That's it. Exactly.
And they don't follow it. And so what? That's obedience. That's rebellion. That's witchcraft. So here we have all of this is being stirred up by the enemy and by, you know, organizations, and they think they're right.
Yep.
Well, no, they have an agenda.
And the sad thing is the news media shows all this stuff on TV. If they would not have all that on, I think it would fizzle out. But see, they're making exposure of this. They're making a big scene of all of it so people have a different thought about what God would do instead of what man wants to do, or the devil.
They're part of it.
That's right. So this is an interesting thing. I will utter my judgments against him. He's talking about his own people here. Well, God's, you know, President Trump's going to turn some of this around, touching all their wickedness. Well, our country's done a lot of wickedness. We know that. Who have forsaken me and have burned incense unto other gods and worshiped the works of their own hands. Oh, boy, thou therefore gird up thy loins and arise and speak unto them all that I command thee. That's what President Trump's going to do as well. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. For behold, I have made thee this day a defense city and an iron pillar and brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. See, they were all against Jeremiah. They were all against, from what he was wanting to reveal to them, that God's warning them, if you don't change, you're going to go into a terrible place.
His own people were against him.
That's right, his own people, and we got
and
that in America.
And the priests were against him. Many of the people were against him that were in authority that were against him.
And there was a lot of false prophets in those days as well.
Isn't that happening today?
That's right. And then verse 19 says, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver
thee. Praise God.
So Jeremiah, he was the one that was standing in the gap to prevent this, if at all possible. And so he continued to prophesy and speak forth those things. Amen.
Mm, praise you, Jesus.
Now, like verse 3 in chapter 2, Israel was holiness unto the Lord, and the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, saith the Lord. So this is what he's saying, what's going to happen with all these. Look at verse 8 in chapter 2. And the people said not, where is the Lord? They didn't say that. And they that handle the law or the Torah knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that do not profit. We have a lot of that in our country today. Look at all the laws that's been passed that are contrary to the Word of God. And a lot of people in Washington, they claim to know the Lord, and yet they put their signature on these bills and all that. It's incredible what we have. Now, where was I going to go next here? Look at verse 13 of chapter 2. For my people have committed what? Two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water. That's what's in America. The majority of Americans claim to be Christians, but yet they don't want to obey the Word of God. And so they've separated themselves from the Word of God, and they want to do their own thing. And so it says right here, for forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, all the good things come from God, and hewed them out cisterns. This is like a bowl that would hold water. Broken cisterns that can hold no water. And so it's an unbelievable way to think about what we got here. Amen? And then verse 19 says, thine own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding shall prove thee. We got a lot of people in the church that are backsliding today. Mm-hmm. And so they're going along with a lot of this. And so we have to keep praying that President Trump will have the word to tell them. The tail end of verse 19 says, Lord thy God, and that my fear is not in thee. They have no fear of God whatsoever. So we're right now, people are trying to take God, Jesus, out of every fabric of America. I'm so happy when they had the national prayer on the inauguration and all that. There was Jesus' name was mentioned more that time than any time we've ever heard before. And so, Lord, we're going to lift you up, as it says. And you said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. So we're going to continue to lift you up into every area of our life that we need to do that and to be bold. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank
so
you.
Jeremiah is an incredible book when you read it. Mm-hmm. It really is. And what happened with all this? Let's go over to, this caught me this morning too, in chapter 3. I'm going to start in verse 14. Turn. This is the word teshuva that we talk about so much on this program. It means to turn around and go another way. O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you. See, God married Israel. They're his wife. You know, we're the bride of Christ. One day we're going to be married to Yeshua, but right now we're a bride. But God always said to Israel, he was married to them. And I will take you, one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge excuse me, and understanding. That's what we need today. There's not enough being that taught in the body, in the Bible, or taught in the church today through the Bible. There's not enough that being taught. And it shall come to pass, when ye be multiplied and increased in the land, in those days, this is a picture of the kingdom in the future, saith the Lord, they shall say no more, the ark of the covenant of the Lord, neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, neither shall they visit it, neither shall that be done anymore. So they're wanting to build an ark in Israel right now. God says right now, don't worry about the ark. Who's in the ark? Is God in the ark anymore? No, he's not in the ark. Who's he in? He's in you and I that are listening on the radio with us, that are born again. We are the temple of God now. It's amazing to think about that. And then verse 17, at that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord. That's what's going to happen in the kingdom. And all the nations shall be gathered unto it, to the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart. That's what we have. People today are walking after their evil hearts. In those days, the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together. They're going to be one also. There'll be no more division anymore. So we see what we got going in our country. My heart goes out when I see all the things that people are talking about, and the anger and the hate. And they're trying any little thing that President Trump has to say, they twist it into something else. No matter what it was, they would find something wrong. They can't say one good thing about him, the news media. But aren't you glad that President Trump's got a strong back? He just kind of lets it go. There for a while, he was trying to defend himself, but I think he's getting beyond that. Now, he don't need to defend himself because God will defend him. God put him in this office, and he knows he has a responsibility for every single person in this country. And I think about Trump, President Trump. I keep saying Trump, and I'm thinking about the election. President Trump. You know, he didn't have to run. He has all the money in the world anybody would want. You know, he's got his own planes and all that, and he's made a lot of money. And so why would he want to run? He used his own money during the election and all that. But you know what his desire was? He saw where America was going the last 10 or 12 years, and so he was going to run because he knew that America was on the way down. And he loves America so much, and he wants to bring it back to that place. Even with our finances, you know, our dollar value is going down. And, you know, this whole financial system may just collapse. And so he's trying to do something to stop it. And with God's help, he'll be done. Amen?
He was quickened. I believe he was quickened by the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Ghost, you know. The Holy Ghost quickens you into what you should do. And so what do you do? We need to test the spirits and see. And so he has done that.
Yes,
he has done that. And so, you know, when the Lord puts a burden, I think he has had a burden put on his heart. And it's probably been one that's been increasing, because he was going to run before, you know, 4 years earlier, and it wasn't the time.
Right.
And how did
Wrong
he know
time.
It wasn't the time? Because he sought the Lord, mm-hmm. and he also sought those who know the Lord, and he got wise counsel. So it wasn't the time. God has the perfect time
for
everything. And so it's this burden, it just grew and grew and grew. And so, you know, the battle he went through just during the election. Well, I don't think anyone would want to go through that battle day and night. It seemed like it was constant.
Yeah.
But, you know, God upheld him.
That's right.
He gave him strength. 70 years old. 777. You know, he's been called for such a time as this. And, you know, God even declares it, and he even proves it through his word and through even the dates and the numbers God gives us. You know, this is
That's
the
right.
year 5777. We have three sevens, and five is a number of grace.
Mm-hmm.
So here we have this time that God has said, this is the time, now is the time. Things sometimes have to get so bad. We do a marriage course, and we say things have to get so bad.
That's right.
Where, you know, somebody has to hit the concrete. Well, did the United States of America just about hit the concrete, you know, where there's no returning.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people thought, and even still think, well, there's no returning. Things are so bad. How can things get good again? How can prayer come back into school again? Well, just because it was there once, so it doesn't mean it can't come back, you know, but some people feel like it's so bad that things can't come back. But no, the Bible says all things are possible with him.
Right.
So when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you know, he says he will give you those desires of your heart. And so there is a group of people that are seeking the Lord, and I believe there's more and more and more, and it's going to intensify as more and more people come to the Lord and get saved, and they turn away from their sin. They have fallen into so much sin.
Yes.
But you know, God is able to pull them up out of that miry clay and set them in a place and clean us up and clean up America.
That's right.
So, you know, with God, all things are possible.
That's
and
right.
So God uses people, places, and things to
That's
cause
right.
things to happen.
All
so
the time.
So it's his appointed time. I think about the Psalm, I think it's Psalm 139, where it says, thank you, Lord. Let's see if I could find it. It says in verse 14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And we need to all take this to heart. You know, marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. People said, oh, you know, he's not right. You know, he's done this, he's done that. Well, haven't we all done things? God saw us being unperfect. And in thy book, all my members are written. You know, everything is written in his book, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Wow, this is so powerful, isn't it? Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God, depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men, for they speak against thee wickedly, and thy enemies take thy name in vain. How much is he honoring God? Look how much he is honoring God. Think of all the people and all the men and all the women that were there, the prayer meetings, and the name of Jesus was mentioned many, many times. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate me, and am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. That means with, you know, the way God hates sin. God hates sin. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. We need to all do that. I believe the president is doing that. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Well, that's a prayer that we could all pray, that prayer, couldn't we? That God would search our hearts, know our hearts, and try me and to know our thoughts. You know, what are our thoughts? We need to have good thoughts. We need to think of those things that are pure and lovely and holy, and trust the Lord, because, you know, God loves America. God loves America. God loves the people of America. God loves all the different people that have come to America. People from all over the world have come here to, like a refuge.
That's right.
But yet the enemy has tried to infiltrate.
He sure has.
The nation to bring it down.
To bring division.
Destroy, just like they did in Israel.
Yeah.
You know, the giants were there.
Yeah.
That was a picture of the enemy. Satan's camp is always somewhere. You know, Satan even likes to go to church and cause problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. But if those believers would search their heart, you know, look at all the Christians that came to Washington, D.C. Look at all the Christians that decided.
That's right, hallelujah.
If the Christians had not voted, we would be in the same mess we were in before.
That's right.
But the Christians, the church, if the Bible talks about it in Isaiah, wake up. To wake up. Where is that? It's in Isaiah 60. I have to find it. But you can go ahead and speak, honey. But the Lord's called the church to wake up. And I believe that the church is waking up. And
you know,
coming to and seeking. It says, awake, awake. It mentions that places, many places throughout the world.
Right.
Wake up, America. Wake up, you sleeping giant.
Yeah.
See, the church is like a sleeping giant, but I believe the church woke up, finally woke up. It's, you know, you better wake up. It's arise and shine. It's Psalm 60, arise and shine, for thy light has come. The light is time for the light to come to America.
Hallelujah.
The glory of the Lord is risen upon us. We're blessed and highly favored of the Lord, amen?
Amen.
We need to rise and shine. We can't be sleeping. The church has to wake up and we have to do our part.
That's it. Now think about when the election started, and you know, the Democrats, they picked Hillary. That was the only one that they had, or that they wanted to have. Well, then the Republicans had 17 people on that stage, including President Trump. And you know, there was only one of them, besides President Trump, that was not in politics, and that was Florino. The rest of them were all in the political arena. And so here they were. It was like David when he fought against Goliath. Goliath had all those men and all, and it looked like the odds were totally against him from doing anything. And look what happened. He destroyed Goliath. Well, President Trump, with the help of God, has put all those people down. Every one of them was against him. That's all they did. Lampooned him, mocked him, made fun of him and all that. But look who's the President of the United States today, because God put him in there. And you know, when we had our National Day, or not our National Day of Prayer, I'm thinking about, when we did our Bible Marathon. I remember we had a float this year in it, and I was standing in the back of the float that this gentleman made for us, and it was beautiful with scriptures on big boards and all that. And Mel Swinney and I were standing on the back of that, and I looked down and I noticed they had grass around, and I thought maybe it was, you know, artificial things, but I reached down and it was real sod. And as soon as I touched the grass, the Lord said, he says, my man is going to win. He's going to win because the grassroots of America are voting for him, not all the political arena and all that. It was the grassroots that brought Trump into office.
They're President fed up, Trump.
Or President Trump. They were fed up with what was going on and all that. And so it's amazing. The people out of the Midwest and all the Christians that came out and decided to vote this time. You know, the Democrats thought they were going to win Wisconsin and all that. Well, what happened? They didn't win it.
Even Florida. Look how close Florida
That's
was.
That's right.
Florida was one of the main points of them having to win Florida. And it was close. We need to pray for, we need to pray for our state.
Sure, we do.
We need to pray for the counties. We need to
get for Governor Rick Scott.
And you can go on the internet. You can get a name of every county in
sure
Florida.
Can.
I think there's 60 or 61. I'm not sure. 60-some, 67. I'm not sure the number. I forgot. But and pray for every single one of those counties that would that God would His light would shine in these places because our flag, our motto is In God We Trust.
That's right.
Well, how can we be In God We Trust? And our state almost went the wrong way.
That's right.
It was close.
Sure was.
It was close. So we need to pray for our state. Amen. That motto wouldn't just be, almost half and half, but it would really get strong for In God We Trust. This would be a godly state.
That's right. But I remember, I don't know, about 6 years ago, I had a prophetic word. Remember on a Friday night that God said, as I'm giving your land, America, 10 more years to Shuva to return and come to me. And so I thought, wow, Lord, 10 years. Well, I think we've gone about 6 or 7 years since the time I should have written that date down.
I
didn't.
It was 2010.
It was at 2010?
Just the beginning of 2010.
Okay. And so I knew that something had to happen, or what God said was that this country was going to come down. But think about it. God loves America, like you said a little bit ago. President Trump loves America. So he's given us another chance. This is our last chance to do what God wants us to do. And so, praise God, it's fallen into place the way God wants. But I think about all the things, the men in the Bible that had huge impossibilities of winning a certain event, what was going on, and all. I just mentioned King David before he was a king, when he was just a lad. When he fought Goliath with all the giants, what happened? He won because God was on his side. And so, when they come in and they took Jericho, it was the same way. Jericho was full of giants also. And they won the battle without any swords or bow and arrows or any of that. Excuse me. So God is on President Trump's side right now, and we know that his hand is resting on him. So continue to pray for the man of God. He's recently born again, really. He went to church a lot when he was a kid, but he's finally realized what it means to be born from above. And we're praying he's going to walk into the fullness of that. I pray he's going to get spirit-filled, and he's going to realize some things. And as he does, well, more and more will be done. He's going to bring the thought that God wants back into our country, that God will be included in everything. Even when they get together in Congress, before their meetings and all, they ought to sit down and pray. Pray to the Lord before it starts, and they'll have a lot less arguments and discussions the wrong way, and they'll want to do the right thing. And people might bring up even the word of what does the word of God say about this particular thing that we're trying to approve or whatever at this particular time. And so that's what they need. They need the counsel of Almighty God, not from men and all that. There's nothing wrong with having counsel from godly men, but then President Trump is still, he's the one that's in charge. He's the one that has the authority. Then he has to make a decision from what he's heard from them, and also checking it out with the Word of God and what the Holy Ghost is saying to him to make a proper decision. That's what he's going to have to learn how to do. And he's learning as he goes along more and more. And if you walk in that place, you're going to be persecuted. You're going to be made fun of and all that. And he's getting that, and he has for a long time. But he's just going to march on. He don't care what the naysayer says. He's going to do exactly what this country needs and what God's shown him to do. So thank God for our president. Right, Pastor Donna?
Amen. I want to read this out
of
Timothy, 1 Timothy
okay.
chapter 2. It says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. See, there's different kinds of prayers.
Sure are.
Different kinds of prayers. Mm-hmm. And we'll have a prayer on one Saturday, too, this coming month. For kings and for all that are in authority.
Yes.
That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness
Hallelujah.
And honesty. To do with the godliness.
That's right.
Right? For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior.
That's right.
Who will have all men to be saved. He wants all to be saved. And to come into the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He's the one mediator who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time.
That's right.
So we are to pray.
All
kinds of prayers.
That's right.
For
all
and intercessions.
Kinds. Yeah.
And giving of thanks. Authority, kings, authority, presidents,
that's
leaders,
right.
Pastors.
That's right.
We could add anyone who's in any type of authority. Amen. Praise God. We need to pray. It's important.
So we got a lot to be thankful for right now because we've got a new president. And I tell you, there's no grass growing under his feet. Well, I'm telling you, he's moving right
thank
along.
You, Lord.
He's addressing these things one at a time. He's trying to take them by priorities, I know. And so there's going to be a lot more done. And he's only 2 weeks into his presidency. So
thank you, Lord. Think
what's going to happen time 4 years ago. And as he goes, I believe the Lord tarries, he's going to be in there for 8 years, not
and
4 years.
In Florida this weekend with his family.
That's right, down here in West Palm Beach.
Refreshing time.
That's right.
With his family.
So pray for him and all the people that are...
You know, there's going to be a march. I think there's a march today down in Palm Beach area. See, there's a lot of the... we got to really pay protection because there's the enemy is using a lot of people.
They're fringe groups, is what they are.
The enemy is using a lot of people, and they're a lot of foolish people. So we need to pray for these people, you know, that they would come to the Lord. So we need to get out and we need to start sharing the gospel more. Share it with some of these people. Share the love of Jesus. Amen.
Yep.
That all would be saved. I just read that people would come to the Lord.
Amen. So we got these people, like I'm thinking about our new Secretary of State. You know, he's an oil man. He's been to all these nations. He's had relationships with the leaders. So I think things are going to go well. And then President Trump has put some generals in place. They'll know what to do with this ISIS situation, what's going on with Syria and all that. They're going to know. And right now, even President Trump is making this restriction of certain countries from coming into America for, what is it, up to 90 days. It might be 120 days later. But anyway, to vet them, to find out, if there's anybody in that group that's coming over here that would come and bring havoc to America. So thank God. You know, it's better to be safe than to be sorry. And people are up in arms about that. You know, the Democrats wanted to open up all the borders. Hillary, if she'd got in, she would open all the borders. She'd just let them pour in. She could care less. You know, hoping, well, they get in here, we'll have some more votes. But see, that's the wrong attitude. We got to seek and know what God has. And I like what President Trump says. He says, it's about time that we think about America first. America first. And then the other things, if it can be done. It has to be America first. There's so many needs in this country. And so we thank you, Father God, for our man that you put in
thank
place.
Thank you, Jesus.
For
he
President
shall
Trump.
Thank
and
you,
we
Lord.
Give you glory and honor
thank you, Lord.
And praise for Donald Trump. And so use him mightily, Lord, in the days ahead. Let him have the wisdom
Jesus.
Above.
Yes,
let him hear from you and nobody else. Like the scripture says,
thank
that
you,
he'll
Lord.
Be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. We thank you, Lord. And he's got those men and women around him,
yes,
Father
Lord.
God, that will pray and hold him up.
Protect
they'll be
Lord.
Like the Aarons and Hurs with Moses. As long as they held up Moses' hands, they won the battle.
Thank you, Lord.
So, and we're going to pray around the country.
That's right.
Christians will pray. We're going to hold up his arms as well.
Yes.
And everything will be accomplished that God wants done in his life. And so we release the anointing. The power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost to go through the land and touch all the churches, Lord. Not just some of them, but all of them will come to the realization that this is the man that God that you put in place.
Yes,
and we're
going
to back him. We're going to go with him. Just like all the prophets in the Bible. You know, God wanted the people to follow those good and godly prophets like Jeremiah, but a lot of them didn't. But we want to have people praying for President Trump that he's going to have a following behind him that's going to wipe out all the strategies and the plans and the schemes that the enemy have. They'll be revealed before him. We thank you for the safety, Father God, around his family and himself. We thank you for the Secret Service. We ask you to bless them, that they'll be wise also
thank
in everything
you,
they're doing to protect the man, because we know there's an assassination spirit out there as well, and we bind and we forbid that in the name of Yeshua.
Yes.
We thank you for the man of God. And so, Lord, we lift him up. We thank you that every
send
decision...
The angels,
that's right. Send the angels to protect him. We thank you every decision he'll make. It'll be based on the word of God. Is
thank
it what
Lord.
You would want me to do, Lord, not what man said. He's going to be a God pleaser, not a man pleaser. I thank you for that.
Thank
let
you,
him
Lord.
Be a God seeker, not a man seeker. And
amen.
So, Lord, we thank you for the authority that you've given him. In the Bible, Donna just read that. The authority that he has. We need to pray for that authority that's in place. And as we do, we thank you. Things will be right and we'll
thank
have
you,
some
Lord.
Things change in our country.
Thank
and so all the restrictions and some of the things are hindering businesses from
Lord.
Starting. and all that will all be taken care
of. Prevail.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
No weapon formed against him shall prosper in any way, shape, or form. And I just declare that scripture in Isaiah 54:7. Every tongue
that rises up against him
in any way, shape, or form, we condemn the words. Not the people, but the words. We call them null and void. We cancel the words spoken against him in Yeshua's holy name. We thank you for them. You said that's a heritage that the saints have even this day. So we're here with him.
Glory
we're joining up with him. He's part of the body of Christ. We're all one. And so we all have a different function, a different anointing. But Lord, you've given him an anointing to be president of the United States and the wisdom that he's learned through business transactions and the things that he's done, Father God. So let him look to you more so than ever before. Let him spend that time first thing in the morning
thank
when he gets
Lord.
Up to look into the Word of God, to read the Bible, to see what you're saying, Father God. So I just turn him over to you.
Puko
son, that about we thank you. All the naysayers will be put down.
Lord,
we want the yes men to stand up that will defend him in every arena. So we're thanking you for that. Thank you for every person up to now that he's placed in these offices in the government. And there's more to come. We thank you for that, Father God. And so let the Democrats get off their high horse and just go along with what's going, what God's wanting to do with President Trump. And we're going to see some things change in our country greatly. There will be no more this partisanship and all that. They'll cross borders in the Congress. They'll pollinate one another in a new way. We thank you for that, Father God, that they can make decisions together. And this thing of fighting over this and that because they happen to be a Republican or a Democrat, we destroy that in the name of Jesus. We thank you. The men that refused to come to the inauguration, what was it, 60-some people, they should be ashamed of themselves. This is supposed to be a nation under God and one in the Lord and to do those things. And so how could we do that? How could they just avoid that, boycott that because of some dumb belief that they have about their party? We thank you, Father God. That's going to be broken. That's a lie from the pit of hell. We need to join together. And so we release even Congress, hallelujah, the Senate, the House, and all those people that President Trump will have around him to be one-minded, like-minded, to accomplish what needs to be done in this country. And so we thank you. We'll be in a place where we can say, I'm proud to be an American.
Amen.
I'm proud to be an American.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we thank you for that. Raise the standard in America like
Amen.
Never before. Raise it to a new place.
Glory
in the
God.
Name above all names, in your Son, Father, and
Amen.
His name is Yeshua.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Well, this is Pastor Gene and Donna Hilton. We've come to the end of this program. You can listen to this again on WCNO.com. Just go to Saturday's program guide and look for Raising the Standard at 12 noon with Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton. We have services here in Stuart, Florida this afternoon at 4 o'clock and tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Next week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we are blessed to have Dr. Bree Keaton with us. You can look her up on the internet. It's Bree, B-R-E-E, Keaton, K-E-Y-T-O-N. She'll be with us Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we're just blessed to be here. Our phone number is area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007.
Hallelujah. So
Amen.
We're on this program to raise the standard. If there's anybody listening who hasn't accepted you, Jesus, Yeshua
Amen.
The Messiah, today's the day of salvation,
yes,
not tomorrow.
Is.
Make a decision today to walk with him. So we love you. As we close the program, we tell you to look up
Thank
because
you,
your redemption draws nigh. What do we say, Pastor Don?
Shabbat shalom, Sabbath peace, and rest.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives. And remember that Jesus is Lord and that he is the spirit of prophecy.